Hello, this is Michael Zuber, and I wanted to thank you for choosing to spend a little time with One Rental at a Time. My life's mission is to help investors close 1 million rental properties. In order to tackle this crazy goal, I will need your help. If you like this episode or any of the content we produce, please share it on social media. If you get one of my books or perhaps one of our 500 cards, please take a selfie and tag One Rental at a Time. Now on with the show.
More pain equals faster resolution. We have had so much money pumped into the system. We've had so much misallocation of money that folks, bankruptcies are going to hit the news. It is to be expected. If you watch this channel, you will know that it's actually one step on a journey to healing. But the doomers are going to keep telling you that bankruptcies are here and the world is ending. Folks, that's not how the system works. When you have a misallocation of capital, there is a time to heal and recognize losses. It is like the seasons. Winter comes after summer. You know the drill. So again, this is just where we're at. It is a good thing. Don't be afraid. For those of you that saw the interview yesterday with Mr. Dan Bird talking about the stock market and recession 2025, hopefully what you took away from that conversation is, hey, this is very normal. The stocks don't always go up. So again, if you haven't seen those, go ahead and take a look. I think you will be impressed. So bankruptcies, Express is a mall-based retailer, actually an umbrella company over multiple retailers. They have filed for bankruptcy. They're closing 100 stores. Now, why does a company like Express go bankrupt? Well, folks, one of the reasons they go through bankruptcy, again, Chapter 11 bankruptcy, is so that they can break leases, right? One of the things that you will see is they're going to break leases, they're going to shut stores down, and then they will come back stronger. A lot of the doomers want you to think that bankruptcy is like they just disappear and you won't see Express stores in the mall anymore. That is not how it works most of the time. Again, they will go through a reorganization. They will rejigger the debt. They will get discounts. They will shut stores. And then Express will be stronger. So again, very, very normal process. And frankly, higher rates. I hope we have higher rates, meaning mortgage rates over 7 all year. It will slow down housing. It will allow us to figure out who the motivated sellers are. More on that in a minute. But yes, expect more bankruptcies. Expect more layoffs. This is what higher rates are supposed to do. Then we will baseline and we will start another growth cycle, right? Growth cycles 8 to 10 years. You know, recessions are, you know, that. The bad cycle, you know, 18 to 24 months. So again, hopefully you will live through multiple of these because again, if you live through multiple recessions, it means you lived a long life and I want all of you to live a long life. So hopefully that makes sense. So let's talk about what I think is going to happen in the housing market. Again, folks, you should follow Altos Research, Housing Wire, Resi Club. You're going to start to get weekly data, if I'm right, that looks something like this. One, we are going to see housing inventory build. And I think we're going to see it build in more than a trickle. What we are seeing now is what we predicted on this channel is rates over 7% bad. Bad meaning buyers pull back. Marginal demand is pulled back. So if that is true, we will see inventory build. Next, we are going to see days on market increase and hopefully increase meaningfully. It would be nice to get days on market to be north of 30 days. Again, slower market means more time to learn, more time to find motivated sellers. On the motivated seller, folks, this is the play. This is what I am running. I am not looking at first day listings. Frankly, I am not looking at anything that's been listed under 10 days. I will start to watch properties over 10 days. I will be writing offers on 30 days. These will be offers below list price, and many of them probably will be deemed as disrespectful by the seller. And what? I don't care. I only need one person to say yes. That's all it is. This is a numbers game. Motivated sellers are out there. If you are an investor or frankly a home buyer, trust me when I say You get your best deals buying from a motivated seller. And never forget, you make your money when you buy, not when you sell. And then finally, let's talk about the builders, home builders. Home builders are going to go smaller. I believe home builders, when we look back on 2024, the average square foot that they are producing will drop by 5 to 7%. Yes, this is a hope. The largest drop in square footage to date was last year, and that was only 3%. I am hoping it goes down 5%. Folks, we need to build smaller homes. The other thing that was very interesting is demographics. One of the things that we are starting to see is more single folks buy homes. Guess what? If you're single, you don't need 4 bedrooms, unless you're going to house hack, which is always a good idea. But again, maybe we can build the 2 bedrooms, the 2 bedroom, 2 baths, those kind of configurations. So I think we're going to see home builders go smaller. It's on the demographics. It's the price point. And again, if the price point comes in, they could do rate buy downs and all of that stuff. You will see new home sales surprise to the upside. I actually think we get new home sales tomorrow, so it will be interesting to watch. But yes, that is what's going to be happening in the real estate market. Existing inventory will increase, more actives. We will see days on market up. It will be easier to find motivated sellers. And finally, hopefully home builders go smaller. Neel Kashkari, Fed president, I think is from Minneapolis, is talking about holding rates potentially steady all year. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but I've been looking pretty hard. So far, Michelle Bowman, Fed president, is the only one to talk about taking rates higher. Again, I don't think the Fed should raise rates, but man, I wish they would have the threat. So if you are out there and you see another Fed president talk about raising rates, even the threat of raising rates, please send me a link. You can reach out to me off my website or Instagram. If you see something, let me know. Folks, we get GDP estimate for Q1 tomorrow. It is, it'll be market moving, I think. Right now, a lot of folks were set up for a slowing U.S. economy, and there is a chance GDP now says that Q1 GDP will be 2.9%. The experts are saying 2.6. So how can that be? How can we have GDP up? Well, this is what I am seeing. Consumer spending, stronger than expected. Remember, we talked about durable goods. Durable goods are those things that you would delay in most cases. Durable goods were up meaningfully the last couple of months. Business investment isn't slowing down. You were seeing investments in chips and things of that nature. Residential, yes, commercial apartment buildings, all of that slowing down, but we are seeing residential investment from builders. And again, I think they are going down market. They are moving from the luxury down market, which is the wise move. We've been talking about a bifurcated housing market for a long time. Luxury is stacking up. Entry level is on fire. So builders are going smaller and cheaper. So it makes total sense to me. But again, we'll see what happens. If GDP is a strong number, that is going to be more indication that the Fed won't cut rates. And again, if it comes out over 3% tomorrow, we're going to have to seriously talk about going higher on rates. But again, tomorrow is a big day. Redfin CEO is saying buyers are waiting on the sidelines. Buyers are waiting on the sidelines, and it is possible that buyers can only wait so long. This is what I talk about, my fear of buyers going on tilt. What does going on tilt means? Think about being a first-time home buyer. You're newly married. Maybe you're expecting a second one, and you're ready to go. You enter the housing market last year, the year before. You write a few offers. You get outbid. Then rates zoom higher. You try to get out ahead of that. You write some more offers. You don't get anything. Now you enter the spring selling season, and you're doing it again. My fear for home buyers is en masse, they make some statement like, buy regardless, and they start writing way over. They start doing nonsense. They start down selecting. They start buying, not the perfect home. That would be bad for housing. I believe keeping rates over 7% will prevent that happening in mass. I'm sure it will happen at some level. But if we see rates fall below 7%, it could get dangerous. Because again, I think we have taught the consumer that over 7 bad, under 7 good. And if for some reason we had rates fall below 7%, it is a real concern of mine. Did you know in the United States, 96%, this is data from Resi Club, so shout out Resi Club, 96% of home mortgages are fixed. That is a very unique feature in the United States, fixed for 30 years. A lot of folks in other countries talk about being fixed for 5 years or 3 years. We have fixed rate debt for 30 years. 96% of all mortgages, home mortgages, are fixed. 38.5% of homes do not have a mortgage. So what does all that mean? That means if you are a homeowner, there is a very good chance that you have locked in low expenses, meaning your mortgage, your shelter, and all of that free and clear property is a great margin of safety. We have more equity in housing than we've ever had, and we have a cost basis, right, an effective interest rate that is ridiculously low. I think the last time I did the math, it's just under 4%. If you put all the mortgages together and get a blended rate, I think it's still under 4%. It is going higher, obviously, because as we rate more mortgages at 7, that will pull mortgages up. I did see Cody Sanchez do something I thought was pretty cool. I think it was yesterday, the day before. Cody Sanchez is talking to you, the 9-to-5 employee. She is saying, don't quit your job in a huff. Make sure that you build your side hustle slowly and over time, and that will help you escape the rat race. I think that is wise advice. In fact, I put out some videos in the last several weeks about how to do it, right? Get passionate about your job. Look at your job as a key to get out of the prison of the 9-to-5. Don't just burn the boats and start something from scratch. Again, remember my story, folks. I happen to be very fortunate. When I started my journey of building one rental at a time, I was already financially secure. I did 1,000 videos. I wrote a book. I did all of these things, but I made $1,000. And let's be clear, $1,000, that was top line revenue. I spent that year probably 25 grand, right? Equipment, service fees, things of that nature, getting some help. Posting or editing a book, all of that. So again, don't do what I did. If you have a passion, a hobby, an interest, start building it now while you are employed. Take the pressure of having to produce instant income. I believe if you quit in a huff, you will be in such a hurry to produce income that you will be forced to go doom. Again, if you want to create fast money on YouTube, preach fear, preach doom, preach hate. But if you want to make an impact, I strongly suggest you start building that now. Build for impact now. And then in years to come, you will have a 7-figure brand doing books and AdSense and affiliates and all of that. So again, please start building it now. I was very pleased to see Cody Sanchez give that basically the same talk. I think the title of the video was Replace Your 9-to-5 with Side Hustles and Escape the Rat Race. I think that was the name of the video. We've got some data about build for rent that I thought was pretty interesting. Again, what is build for rent? Think about a builder building an entire community and selling it to one buyer. ARC Homes for Rent currently has 4,200 build for rent homes. They are looking to grow to 30,000. They want 30,000 homes in build-for-rent communities in the next 4 years or so. How can this be? They are seeing folks rent for longer. They are seeing people prefer homes over apartments. And of course, it is easier to manage an entire community than one-off rentals, which became popular after the real estate crash. So let's talk about recession 2025. I want to remind you, recessions are normal. Recessions are normal. If we do have a recession coming in 2025, what should you do? Well, you should prepare. You should understand that, let's even say unemployment doubles, that still means we go from, say, 4 to 8%. That would be pretty nasty. That still means 92% of folks are employed. A lot of folks will produce fear around that. Second, recessions allow you to find opportunities. Recession, people will be selling things to raise cash. You will get discounts on the stuff. It is where wealth is truly made. But here's the deal about a recession 2025. You don't start getting ready in 2025. You start getting ready now. You start getting ready now, right? You don't get ready when everything's on fire. You get ready ahead of time. Have a plan. Have an emergency account. Know what you're looking for. Skill up. Get in a network of community of other people doing it. Don't chase fear and doom. Fear and doom will keep you broke and miserable. All of these doomers out there are broke and miserable. If that's all they're doing, they are porn creators creating fear because they need money. This is how they pay their bills. Don't do that. Skill up, get in a positive community that's doing the work, networking, asking questions, and again, get ready to take advantage of opportunities. Folks, at the end of the day, the last thing I will say is, man, there's a lot of talk about rate cuts. I just read two different articles, which is shocking. One, saying if the Fed cuts rates this year one time, it will be the biggest mistake they've ever made. So basically, this author wants the Fed to keep rates where they are all year. And then I read an article or a conversation from Joseph Wang. Joseph Wang has been on the channel before. Thank you. Shout out FedGuy12, I think it is. FedGuy12 on Twitter. He says he still expects 3 rate cuts this year. Man, talk about totally opposite opinions from very smart folks. What I would tell you to do, folks, is do the work. Skill up. Don't try to guess. Do the work. Find great deals. Get to know more people. Get in the right communities. And of course, folks, have an amazing day. Take care. This is the Daily Financial News. We do this 5 days a week. We do it live. We do it from a phone. I am talking to you from my iPhone just to show you that you can do YouTube videos because YouTube videos on your phone, because I want to lead by example. Your phone is enough. Use it. Thanks, guys. Take care. Bye.